This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Inspected a busy port of entry along the U.S.-Mexico border on Sunday, and the governor of Texas handed him an envelope. What was inside the envelope? We're going to tell you what it was all about. In the meantime, in California, boy, oh boy, it is a nightmare what's been happening in California with all of the rain and wind and insanity that's been caused by the bomb cyclone. Batten the hatches, because it's not over yet. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but terrible weather is still predicted to last off and on throughout the beginning of the week, and hopefully more people will be spared the loss of, certainly the loss of life we don't want to see, but whatever belongings it is and their electricity, because too many people lost electricity. That California storm has already left over 500,000 plus homes without power. And then the prediction that the next wave is going to be worse. Yikes. Santa Cruz is terrible. A beautiful, beautiful area in Northern California. But what's happened with that atmospheric river that unleashed this crazy high speed winds and contributed to all those people losing power, that has not gone away. And the same thing in Sacramento County, right near the Sacramento International Airport. They clocked a couple of gusts at about 70 miles an hour. So we already had the state of emergency declared by the governor there, hoping to get FEMA assistance that will help, because that's what happens. You get FEMA people on the ground, and then they start the work of processing and finding out what's going on with people and their homes, etc. But the damage assessment has to be, I would think, based on some of what I've seen, pretty nasty. I mean, lots of falling trees and lots of problems with the power in homes and different things that have happened to homes and that kind of stuff. And, you know, luckily there were some swift water rescues. There were people that were trapped in cars, you know, just, if you could think it up, what happens with the wind, and we all know, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's hope that this next bout isn't as nasty as is being described. And, of course, the big news is the 118th Congress will get underway on Monday. Woohoo! Because there is a new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Can we have some applause for that? Yes, it was messy. It was nasty. It took 15 ballots of voting until it finally happened. But even Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida said, you know, I ran out of things to ask for, because people were asking for Kevin McCarthy. Will you concede to this? Will you concede to that? What can you, you know, what can you give us back? That whole kind of thing. And it might have been messy and nasty, but it may bring the GOP together. I mean, that might be the upside of this. And then, of course, we move forward with Congress. And so what does that mean? There are a whole slate of serious, serious issues, including what's going on at the border. And I mentioned that President Biden was there for his first visit, his first trip to the area after 2 years in office. So the Texas governor said that this visit 2 years later is 20 times that, times 10, is $20 billion too late. And he handed him an envelope, a letter, hand-delivered him a letter. And he said in the letter, This chaos is the direct result of your failure to enforce the immigration laws that Congress enacted. Your open border policies have emboldened the cartels, who grow wealthy by trafficking deadly fentanyl and even human beings. Abbott called Biden to secure the border by taking five actions. He said detain and deport illegal aliens, retain the remain in Mexico policy and Title 42, which is happening now, prosecute illegal entry and allow Immigration and Customs Enforcement to remove migrants, resume construction of the border wall, and designate Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organization. Abbott has $4 billion in funding for the Texas border security. Remember, he launched Operation Lone Star, where he deployed thousands of Texas National Guard soldiers and the Texas Department of Public Safety troopers to help return people to Mexico. So that's, you know, the letter talks about that to him, saying, you messed up. You screwed up in this whole thing, and we need action now. It couldn't be more contentious what's going on at the border. And I've talked about this before, that, I mean, this is ridiculous. We've had laws on the book for a very, very long time. And it is just over the top. I mean, we know that. It's at that point where you've got this influx, and then it's this cat and mouse game that keeps on going. Keeps on going, and there's no end in sight, and nobody wants to directly address it, right? Everyone wants to talk about it, but nobody wants to directly address it. And the fentanyl problem is definitely out of control, and there is a huge problem with it. It looks like candy. Young kids are getting it, and when I say young, I mean young, and that's a problem. And the problem is they think they're eating candy, and that has led to almost near deaths. And I shudder to think what else could happen. But any way you slice that, anything that to do with the cartel, anything in stopping them in who they're infiltrating, what areas they're infiltrating, is in my book is a win. Anything to stop them. Period. Stop them. That's the name of the game. All right, the other name of the game, speaking of games, was all about just days after his stunning on-field heart attack, cardiac arrest, Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin said on Instagram he was thankful for the outpouring of love he's received and asked for continued prayers for a long road ahead. Number three, people are wearing three. He set up a charity way before he was sick to help kids in the neighborhood where he grew up, and that is now swollen to $8 million. The good news is he's breathing on his own. He's speaking to family and doctors and teammates, and the Bills won their game against the New England Patriots. They move on as the number two seed, and they just played their hearts out, so to speak. And Hamlin, I mean, he had to be sedated. He was placed on a ventilator after his collapse. Then he started to come awake later in the week. He was able to have his breathing tube removed before Friday morning, which is great. The 24-year-old. And he's right. He has a long, long road ahead. Other things happen in the world of sports, like the playoffs are set. Talking about it next in the Man Cave.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Man cave, and boy, there's a lot to talk about. I have the NFL schedule for you, woohoo, for all of you football fans. So this is what it looks like. I'm just going to go through the brackets and the times and all of that, AFC and NFC postseason. By the way, we're going to do a nail the score for the postseason. We're going to do it on Tuesday. So Tuesday, first hour, last segment. Tuesday, first hour, last segment. All right, here's now, after everything that happened on Sunday, after a wild season, here is how this goes. There's some rematches. There's some interesting things that are happening in the Super Wild Card weekend. So on Saturday, the Seahawks, who snagged the number 7 seed thanks to the Lions beating the Green Bay Packers and knocking them out of the playoffs, 2016, Aaron Rodgers with a costly interception. In fact, a couple of them, but one at the end that was the end of it. So Seahawks at the 49ers. That's 4:30 Eastern kick. Chargers, the 5 seed at the 4 seed, Jacksonville. That's the night game on Saturday on NBC, 8:15 Eastern. On Sunday, we've got 3 games. 7 seed Dolphins and number 2 seed Bills. Bills coming, of course, out of the AFC. 1 o'clock Eastern kick. That's on CBS. 6 Giants, 6 seed. 3 Vikings at 3 Vikings on Sunday at 4:30 Eastern on Fox. The 6 seed Ravens at the 3 seed Bengals. 8:15 Eastern on NBC. And then Monday night at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN ABC, the Cowboys, who are the 5th seed, are at the Buccaneers. At the 4th seed, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They played a terrible, terrible final game and lost it. But Jerry Jones, the longtime owner of the Cowboys, says, this is good. I mean, this is motivation. This is, you know, moving forward, whatever. And then, of course, you move on from there. There's the divisional round. But I just wanted to set the stage for this upcoming weekend and then talk a little bit about what happened in these games that led to what we're seeing with the playoff picture. So the Bengals took care of the Ravens 27-16. This was in Cincinnati. And, of course, Cincinnati ended up 12-4. They didn't do the one game, as you all know. And it was just Joe doing Joe. Joe Burrow was, once again, terrific. He threw a touchdown, and Joe Mixon ran for another. I was watching this. The Bengals took advantage of four Raven turnovers. I mean, that, you know, coaches talk about that all the time, all the years covering football. I heard that so many times. It's so true. And they took advantage. Panthers beat who dat? My Saints. Saints finished the season 7-10, Panthers 7-10. So again, 10-7. It'll be an interesting re-rack off season to see what happens with the Saints. Steve Wilks probably has coached his last game for the Panthers, and who knows if that's going to happen or not. The Saints will have an interesting off season, I think, too, as well. They started off with a 7-0 lead, and I thought things were going to look good for them in that, but it didn't. And this was a game that wasn't going to have an effect for the two of them anyway on the playoffs. The Steelers beat the Browns 28-14. So interesting because the Steelers spent the second half of the season really kind of digging out of a hole, and they couldn't overcome, you know. They wanted to carry the momentum they've built over the last couple of months, though, into next week's wild card. Instead, they're cleaning out the lockers. I mean, that's it, right? You think of Mike Tomlin. He's coached 258 regular season games with the Steelers. Wow. And that's it, though. They're done. So they needed to sneak into the postseason. That was going to happen. So there you go. And it's move-on time for both of those teams. It's to clean out the lockers. The Colts and the Texans. The Texans like this role. They've had a terrible, horrible year of playing spoiler, so they beat the Colts. I mean, the Colts weren't going anywhere, but they beat the Colts and won 32-31 of two teams that had miserable, miserable seasons. But there's going to be some re-racking happening, I think, with players, etc. And, you know, Houston coach Lovie Smith kept insisting his team would play for the win on Sunday, and they played for the win because they pulled it out again. The Vikings finish the season 13-4, 29-13 win over the Bears. The Bears, for the first time in forever since the 40s, had the first pick in the draft. It was such a lame season for them. 3-14 is where the Bears finished off. And the Vikings wanted to feel good heading into the playoffs after being, you know, after a blowout loss. So Kirk Cousins threw for 225 yards and a touchdown in the first half, and then just watched the rest of the way. And this was a good game for them. It was the slow starts and coming back, and that's been part of the story for the Vikings. The Bills, you know, the story of the Bills I mentioned where they were seeded. They beat the Patriots 35-23. Josh Allen so emotional after the game because of everything that's happened with Damar Hamlin, but he threw for 254 yards, 3 TDs. How about the Dolphins in the playoffs? They beat the Jets 11-6. Talk about a low-scoring game. 11-6 in front of the home crowd, and this was just a really weird game. I was watching just bits and pieces of it, and it happened. I mean, it's kind of it comes down to a 50-yard kick, And it's just been that kind of season for the Dolphins, so they are there. Who knows if Tua is actually going to play in this first one in the playoffs, this first game in the playoffs, because of concussion protocol. So he's still in concussion protocol after that second concussion of the season on Christmas, but we don't know. That's the answer to that question. But the huge, huge, huge for the Dolphins to get here with their first year coach, and again, the kind of weird season that they had. It's just been strange throughout the NFL. The Falcons just crushed the Buccaneers 30-17. The Buccaneers, with their 8-9 record, are in the playoffs. They play, as I mentioned, Monday night against the Dallas Cowboys. How about the 49ers beating the Cardinals? What a weird year for Arizona, too. I thought Arizona was going to have a much better season. Don't worry, for all my Arizona listeners out there who are Cards fans, I think it's going to get better for them. 38-13 was the final score there. Boy, they're getting it done with this kid, Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, just a rookie at quarterback who stepped in for Jimmy Garoppolo, who was injured. So they move on to the playoffs. The Commanders smashed the Cowboys. Lame game for Dak Prescott. He looked terrible, sacked a bunch, just awful. 26-6 was the final score in that one. The Broncos had a rough year. 31-28, they beat the Chargers, though. And Russell Wilson will try to make it better, a better year next year in this loss. There were such high hopes for him at quarterback, and maybe they'll still be realized. In overtime, the Seahawks needed just a kick this time to go in, and they got it. They beat the Rams 19-16, and then they got help from Green Bay. Losing, of course, the Lions helped them. 20-16 was that final score that I mentioned before. The Eagles held on for the win over the Giants 22-16. Significant for them because they get the bye and that home field advantage. And Jalen Hurts had hurt his shoulder, but he came and played in the game and threw a very, very conservative play, but threw for 229 yards. And the Eagles clinched that number one seed in the NFC with that win over the Giants. He said it was really tough to be out. He was pushing himself to be available. It was not an easy thing to do. So there you go. They all roll on, those Philadelphia Eagles. We'll see how they can do in the playoffs. And it's a week off for them and a week for his shoulder to heal. KC has a week off, too, because they got that other number one seed. Hang with us.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
This Sunday, let it snow. The Northeast getting its first snow of the season. Hagerstown, Maryland, parts of New Jersey, and farther north in Boston all getting hit. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain and snow to New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get at least 6 inches of snow.
In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his
absence. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin turns out was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
London joins us. Her book is called Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. Thank you so much, Dr. London, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about stereotypes. What drove you to write this book?
Well, it was a eureka moment for me. I had lived in the United States for about 4 years and had quite gotten used to and was utterly spoiled by the specific appurtenance of hot and cold water, which I could blend to my desired temperature for showers and baths. What a guilty pleasure. And then I returned to my country of birth, which is Guyana, for a visit. When I stepped into the shower, I shrieked and realized that the water was cold. Yes, it was the same temperature it had always been throughout my years of growing up, but my altered recent experience in the United States had pampered me and changed my perception of what should be commonplace. And it was in that moment that I understood why the missionaries from the United States who visited our home from time to time, my dad having been a pastor, those missionaries, I thought, only like to rely on cosmetics. So from my enlightened perspective then, I understood that my misconception of them was a product of my lack of exposure. Stereotypes generally say more about us than they do about the people who are being stereotyped. And it was the aftermath of this revelation, this insight, this flash, this profound realization, compounded with my heightened alertness as I began to travel to various countries and to observe how different people respond to situations or interact with others or make assumptions, or use varying tones during discussions. It was after all of these observations and focused alertness that I embarked upon the nature of stereotypes, hence the genesis of this book.
So let's talk about the book, and as you say, you really named it well, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. So what will we learn in your book?
Well, really, the book comes out at an auspicious moment when our society is fraught with disaster and strife. It crafts the tool whereby we can understand the origins, mechanisms, and functions of stereotypes. It explains how stereotypes are formed and that in reality, they start off with noble intentions for our survival and safety. And then they devolve into complex social issues. It explains why we need stereotypes, and it examines the important roles of culture, philosophy, and our entire Welt and Schauung as a whole in interpreting everything around us and how they affect and influence the choices we make and our perceptions regarding food or physical appearance or colorism, racism, whether it be intraracial or interracial, gender roles, work, school, relationships, ageism, intelligence. Stereotypes are foregone conclusions. They pigeonhole people. They label. They profile. They categorize. They box in people. They are pervasive. They are endemic. They are ubiquitous. And that's why this book equips us with requisite strategies to help alleviate our feelings of guilt and its attendant shame, of blaming, scapegoating. And these problematic shards or splinters of stereotyping fall away as we shift to a place of accountability. And we can feel like, you know what? I can do something about this. And so the book opens our eyes to this enlightenment.
Wow. And for you, I mean, you've traveled extensively. You've seen it. You mentioned it where you had that eureka moment when you knew you had to do this book. What do you hope people take away from reading your book? And I think you're saying it.
Thank you. Well, we all contribute in subtle, conscious and unconscious ways to the dilemmas, the atrocities, the discomfort, marginalizations, microaggressions, brutality, barbarity, inhumanity, injustice. And all of these are created by stereotypes. We subscribe to beliefs and practices in our everyday lives because eventually the stereotypes to which we subscribe, we cannot say this too much, say more about us than they do about the people to whom they are targeted. But we need not hang our heads in shame. The book heightens our awareness as we look in the mirror to work on ourselves, to challenge ourselves, to introspect, to self-examine, to sentinel ourselves and our actions, to reflect, and then to begin to improve our daily interactions as individuals and as a society, to enhance our worldview and to become more vigilant as we use this roadmap towards heightened awareness and awakening, to dig deeper within ourselves in order to live more nobly, more honestly, more peaceably, so that we can contribute to a more harmonious world.
Wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, what a great goal for this book. One of the things that you talk about in the book is you talk about the inherent dangers of stereotype formation, and that's part of, as you mentioned, where we are, that's part of the problem that we see day in and day out, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes,
and
there are dangers in that as we form them, because they are so quickly made. We make quick observations, and in that speedy making of these stereotypes, dangers are lurking everywhere.
That's right, because the instant judgment and not really knowing a person. So what happens? It kind of, and you say it, you say this book examines how stereotypes barge their way into our consciousness and affect our interactions in society. And you talk about that you know, this book communicates some observations you've made about life, and it challenges people to dig deeper within ourselves to live more nobly, more honestly, and look at the dynamics, of course, of stereotypes. Once you put this book together and put it out there, how did that feel to you? Which, by the way, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. How did that feel to you?
You know what? I feel unburdened, because I feel like finally it's out, because this book has been in the making for actually several years, you know, and I'm glad that it's finally out, and I'm happy that people can access it, and I honestly hope that everybody will just get a copy, because this is something for all of us. It is not just for one person, and nobody needs to feel guilty about anything, because we're equally involved, all of us.
I like that. We're equally involved. And, you know, again, how you started, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. And empathy now more than ever, don't you think that is so vital?
It is so vital today. You know, we need to push guilt away and just pull empathy in. Pull in empathy, because, you know, it is understanding ourselves. When we love ourselves and we understand ourselves, we will understand all the people all the more. So it starts with us. It's a personal journey, actually, for each of us. And nobody has arrived there as yet.
Yeah, and I like, too, what you do in the book, where you include well-known stereotypes, right? And one of them you put in there, well, I just laughed out loud, women can't parallel park as well as men.
Well, you know, well, stereotypes do not arise, are not born in a vacuum. You know, we observe things, and I may know some people even who do not parallel park, who happens to be women. Possibly myself. Who knows?
I like that. Possibly myself. And then for all my British friends listening, you say British, and this is another stereotype, British people are incredibly polite, reserved, and well-mannered.
Right.
Oh, I know some that would break that mold.
Oh, yes. Again, you know. So that's just what's so wrong about this whole thing. You know, we make quick judgments. And yes, some people are polite. And yes, some women cannot parallel park. But does that mean all of them? No. And that's where we have to make allowances for individuality, which is what we don't do when we stereotype.
Yes, absolutely. What a delight to have you on again, Dr. London. Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. Thank you so much. Pick up the book. It's a game changer. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook. Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Too late now what?
We have the author David Hawk with us. David, thanks for bumping on with us.
Yep, that is the author, and that's the title. There's two versions of it. I think you're talking about the second one with a better cover.
There you go. So tell us about it.
Well, it's a reprint of a book written back in 1979, at the end of a two-year research project I did, international project with 20 major companies and six governments involved, and done while I was based at the Stockholm School of Economics in Sweden. And so I did this project during 2 years on environmental deterioration and what to do about it, and we concluded at the end that we were approaching climate change far worse than where we started the project. And so we wrote this book at the end, which became my dissertation for my PhD at the Wharton School of Business, and took them almost a year to review it because it was extremely controversial. Most people had never heard of the idea of climate change. And the dean came out strongly against it. Did his best to make sure I couldn't graduate, but he failed. The president overrode him. And then students rebelled against the dean, and they published the thesis. I didn't. So they became the publishers of this book in 79. And then it sort of laid there for 40 years, and most people didn't care much about climate change 40 years later. And so it meant something to the companies involved. You know, in fact, Exxon at the time, Exxon CEO was involved in the project, so was Texaco's, and they were very much behind the work, and they were strong supporters and helped very, very much. But they both got replaced by their boards with, shall we call them, Texas Oil Men, which changed the companies and got rid of the idea of climate change. Anyway, 40 years later, I had this republished with Arthur House as Too Early, Too Late, Now What? That was because the University of Princeton came back to me and wanted to do the republishing. That was because back in 79, Princeton president quite liked the dissertation, particularly since the dean of the Wharton School didn't like it. I think they were enemies or something. And he you know, was deceased when an editor came back to me and wanted to republish it under Princeton Press. And I said, fine, and I sent him the document. And then I gave him this title, Too Early, Too Late, Now What? And he was very upset with the title, upset with the cover, upset with me, as most people are, I guess. He wanted me to send him a new cover with a clear title, not this ambiguity of Too Early, Too Late. He hated that. So I put together a new cover and a new title and sent it to him. And he called me back and said, based on this, he would never talk to me again.
Wow.
He could never, never have it. And the new title I sent him with, shall we say, clarity was, humans are f***ed. And he somehow didn't think Princeton Press should publish a book with such a title. And so he, shall we say, moved on. A few weeks later, an editor from Arthur House contacted me and said, we'd love to publish that book, which a Princeton editor was talking about over lunch and hated, and we'd like to publish it. But could we publish it with the ambiguous title, not the clear title?
Right. So you went back to that.
So I gave them the Too Early, Too Late, not when they published it.
So here's the thing. Let me stop you there, because we want to tell people that are listening, they want to know what's in the book. We know that you went through this horrible time of getting it out there, but you did this incredible research at a really esteemed university, and now here it is, and it is the document's easy to understand and very clear. So what are some of the things that you, in your research, what are some of the nuggets that are in the book?
Well, I worked closely with these companies, and what we were studying was regulation and also studying the generation of pollution in refineries and factories. And we found such things as those out in the refinery and on the edge had a better idea of what to do than those did in headquarters, which was startling at the time, because we thought the engineers in headquarters were smarter, and they weren't. The people out working in the factories tended to be smarter, and that was somewhat phenomenal. But then we found that the regulation simply wasn't working in the area of environmental protection. And we went into some detail to show why it wasn't working and why it was pretty sad for humans because they were counting on it. So anyway, we used the facilities, say the refineries or the factories, and used the companies that had several refineries in several countries. And that way we could compare the actual output of pollution based on the regulation mode that was being used by the government. And we got some startling results, such as the U.S. legislation in the area was about 10,000 pages long. And the legislation in Sweden, which also had Exxon and Texaco refinery, was 25 pages long. And the refinery and the factories in Sweden were far cleaner than the ones in the U.S. And we were somewhat shocked at how badly the U.S. regulation performed, even though it was much tougher, longer, whatever. And a minister in the Swedish government made a pronouncement in the press when he was talking about the project, said that we Swedes are a bit strange. We're not like the Americans at all. We believe in order to obey the law, you should understand it. Obviously, Americans don't believe that. And that caused quite a bit of dissension in various quarters in the U.S. because they were being made fun of. But nonetheless, we had quite a number of things going on in the project, one of which was a man called Black, chief scientist for Exxon, worked closely with me in the study, and he came out with a paper in 1977 as part of the project on climate change. And he was one of the first to seriously use the word climate change. And he made a presentation to the, shall we say, managers of Exxon that was done in New Jersey. I went with him to the presentation. And he presented climate change and why Exxon had to get out of fossil fuels, why it was crucial. And the audience believed him. It was amazing how the Exxon people were ready to look for other sources of energy. It was quite amazing. And in fact, the CEO of Exxon at the time was really quite interested and began to give some lectures about my work and about Black's work. And so it made a bit of news. Nonetheless, the board of directors at Exxon got very unhappy with him. And I think 4 years later fired him and replaced him with a Texas oil man who thought climate change was a hoax. So then Exxon went off on its trip. And I had similar experiences with some of the other companies. But during the time, we had quite a few people in the companies very much behind the idea that humans were headed for a dead end. And so a pretty grim future if they didn't do something radically different. Anyway,
now here it is re-released, and people can read about those findings and all the things that you've mentioned sprinkled in here in the book, Too Early, Too Late, Now What? And you can get that on Amazon. David, thanks for coming on.
Sure. Now, there's a book underway addressing the Now What, which I think you'd find maybe more interesting.
There you go. Now What? Same thing. So look for that. Yeah.
And one more point on that. A major problem that I found in this work is the idea of management. And the major problem with management has to do with the first three letters.
Yeah.
And so I put together a scheme on femagement, on the urgency of replacing masculine managers with feminine managers. It's quite urgent.
Right,
so
there you go. There you go. Now what? All right, so David, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.